All of us know what we begin every year on this special Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. We begin, of course you know this, the holy season of Lent, a time for all of us to do what the church has always taught us and urged us to do, and that is to take a careful look at our everyday lives, whether we're at home, we're in school, at work, on vacation, but take a careful look and ask ourselves this one question. When I speak and talk to other people, or when I'm doing something, am I doing something that is good? Am I saying something that is good? And if so, that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But if I have to say, in all honesty, no, I'm not always saying something that's good. I'm not always doing something that's good. The church tells us we have the chance to change that and do better, do what's good. This holy season of Lent starts for you and for me in a very important way. In a few moments, we will bless the ashes, which are the result of burning of all the palms that we received last year on Palm Sunday. We use those ashes, blessed by the holy water and the prayer of the church, but we use them in a very particular way. We will have the sign of the cross, Jesus' cross, traced on our foreheads with ashes. And the church has two different prayers that can be prayed. The first, as the sign of the cross is made on our foreheads, you might hear, repent and believe in the gospel. Or the church says, you might hear this, with that sign of the cross being made with ashes on our foreheads, remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return. I've often thought, perhaps, you know, we should put those two together, at least in our own minds, and think about that. Not just today, Ash Wednesday, but every day. Repent and believe in the gospel. Why? Because I am dust. I'm mortal. And to dust I will return. I'm going to die sometime. God is the only one who knows that, but I know for sure I will die. Why should we think of those two things together? Because all of us need to keep in mind, first, none of us are going to live forever. But more importantly, however long that God gives you and me to live here on earth, you know what? We're living on His time, not our time. We don't always think of it that way. We're living on God's time. So we really don't have time to waste. So, if we don't have time to waste because we're all living on God's time, then it makes perfect sense. Repent. Stop sinning. Stop doing what isn't good. Change. Come back to Him. Do what's good. Really believe in Him. That's what's so important about this day. It's a great gift to you and to me from God Himself. He's giving us another chance. If we're doing something wrong in our daily lives, starting today, let's stop it. Change that. Do what's good, whether it's telling the truth to my parents, saying a kind word to somebody who's sad, not cheating in school or at work, not stealing. You know the commandments. They're pretty clear. Let's look at today, Ash Wednesday, as a great day when God gives us the gift of some time, His time, not to waste, but to get real serious about doing what we know is good and stopping doing whatever we're doing that isn't good. And if you stick to this today, tomorrow, every day, right up to Easter Sunday, you're going to see that you've gotten into the real good habit of saying what's good and doing what's good, and you'll continue to do it. Not because it's Lent, or not because it happens to be Easter Sunday, but you'll continue to do it because you want to do that. It gets easier and easier the more we do what's good and the more we avoid doing what's bad. I remember one of the sisters who taught me in grade school. I can even remember I was in sixth grade. I think we have sixth graders here, right? Yeah. It would have been like yesterday, the day before Ash Wednesday. And she wouldn't let us go to recess until we listened to what she had to say. Of course, we weren't smart enough to figure out. She followed us out to the playground, too, to make sure we listened to what she had to say. But, you know, sixth grade boys are like my dog, Dash. They have to be trained a bit. But it worked. Look at how well I turned out. But she said this, and I've never forgotten it, and you know what? That's one of the great benefits of having a Catholic school education. There are so many things at the time we hear, and yeah, we hear them and kind of goes in one ear and out the other, but it really doesn't. As you get older, you remember these things, and I've never forgotten it, and I have to tell you, I do it every single Ash Wednesday. She said this very nicely. She said, "Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. All of you are going to do something for Lent." She said, "You can say an extra prayer." She said, "You can give up something you usually like to do." And you can do a work of charity. You pick it. But sisters had a way of impressing on us that was like a command from God. And then she said this. She said, "You'll know if you're really doing what God wants you to do if you decide and start that tomorrow on Ash Wednesday." And she said, "Every Wednesday for the rest of Lent, before you go to bed, you think about what you decided to do on Ash Wednesday and check. Are you still doing it?" I think it was more the way she said it than what she actually said, but we all did it because we'd compare notes with each other. That's a good piece of advice. Today's Ash Wednesday. Don't make all sorts of resolutions that we aren't going to keep anyhow. Pick one thing. Start, whether it's saying an extra Hail Mary for peace in the world, or another prayer intention. It may be not watching TV or being at the computer on a certain day or every week in Lent. Pick one thing. Do that. And then next Wednesday, before you go to bed, check and see how you're doing. Do that each Wednesday. With God's help, you'll do it. But you have to want to do it. So when you come forward and receive those blessed ashes in the form of the sign of the cross, be proud of that. The sign of the cross identifies you and me with Jesus, who did that for each one of us. Can't we all do something in this time of Lent to thank him?